Connie and Buddy were certainly in a dangerous situation in the last chapter of our adventures. Doc had threatened to whip Betty for trying to defend the boys. And just as Sonny and Buddy were doing their best to defend Betty, there came a loud knocking at the door, and the old sheriff demanded that the doc let him in. As we join our adventures tonight, the sheriff is still knocking at the door.
Open up this door! Open up this door in the name of the law!
Just a minute, sheriff. There you are. Come right in. Well, what seems to be the trouble? You folks seem to be making a powerful lot of racket in this here house, Carl. What's the trouble?
No trouble at all, Sheriff. Sorry if we were making too much noise. I guess we got a little excited. We were practicing some of our jokes for the show tomorrow.
Oh, practicing for your show, eh? Sounded sort of like these little boys was calling for help.
Oh, no, no, Sheriff. That was a little Rassus here, rehearsing one of the jokes he's going to tell on the stage tomorrow. I'll tell it to you, and you'll understand why Rassus hollered for help. One day there was an old lady who went swimming, and she got out too far in the deep water. So she hollered, "Help, help, save me." The Rastus jumped in the deep water and caught the lady by the hair of her head, and off came a wig. The lady was still hollering, "Help, help!" The Rastus jumped in again and caught her by the arm, and off came her arm. You see, it was an artificial arm. But Rastus was game, and he dived in again, and this time he caught the old lady by the leg, and off came the leg. The Rastus hollered, "Hey, Sambo! Help, help! Come in here and help me! Let's save as much of this woman as we can!"
Well, that's pretty good. She had on false hair and a false arm and a false leg. Well, sure, there wasn't much of her to save, was there? Well, I'm glad you wasn't fighting and there ain't no trouble, because you know it's my duty to keep peace in the community. But see here, Doc, I want to question you about these two little colored boys, Rastus and Sambo, that you're carrying around with you. You know, it's against the law to keep little fellas out of school. It don't make no difference whether they're white or colored.
Oh, my daughter here teaches them, Sheriff. They have school every night right here in the house car. Well, can you read and write, boys?
Yes, sir. Us can read and write most anything.
Well, that's good. And can you sing most anything?
Yes, sir. Us knows more than 200 songs.
Well, I declare, more than 200 songs. Well, you ought to know my favorite right then. Do you know an eye full of singing?
You mean an ear full of music?
That's it. Can you sing that one?
Yes, Mr. Jeff. I'll sing it for you right now if Miss Betty will play it for me. Well, of course I will. Go ahead.
An ear full of music, an arm full of you, a soul full of rhythm. Who could ever be blue? A room full of dancers with still room for two. My heart's beating dance time when I'm dancing with you. Now I don't care if the sun goes down, if the skies are blue or black. I just know that I'm going to town and I'm coming back. With an ear full of music and an arm full of you, a soul full of rhythm, boy, who could ever be blue?
Well, sir, that's part three. I couldn't sing it better myself. Now there's another favorite song of mine called A Little Chinese Low-Down Tune. I wonder if you could sing that one, Rastus.
If you mean sing a little low-down tune, I can, Mr. Sheriff.
Yeah, that's it. I just can't keep them names straight. Let it go, Rastus.
Little thing-a-lee, sing a low-down tune by the cherry tree neath a mellow moon. Little China boy will be with you soon. Sing a little low down too. Little thing-a-lee, learn to sing, hey, hey. Like a malecon, do a swing his way. You will win his heart and he will say, sing a little low down too. Fill his cup with the finest chili. Cheer him up till the time that he leaves. Little thing-a-lee, sing a low-down too. Little China boy will be with you soon. When you're in his arms beneath the moon.
had a lowdown too. Never sing it that song, only sing it glad song. Picky tricky rhythm, choppy sticky rhythm. Winky blinky almond eyes. Make him learn to harmonize. Little sing-a-lee, sing-a-low down too. Little China boy will be with you soon. When you're in his arms beneath the moon.
Olema, olema.
Hey, hey, what did he say to you?
He say, why don't you come up sometime?
Sing a little lowdown too.
Well, sir, ain't never heard nothing better. Now, Doc, I've got another question I want to ask you. Have you got the license to give a show and sell medicine?
Oh, a license? Oh, sure, Sheriff. I always take care of that. Here's my license in my pocket. There. Does that satisfy you?
Yep. Well, that's all I wanted to know. I'll be moving on now. Goodbye, boys. And don't be trying to save no more drowning women because you're disturbing of the peace. Well, so long.
Goodbye, Sheriff.
Goodbye, so long, Sheriff. Yeah.
Old fool. What does he keep hanging around here for?
He's watching these boys, Dad. He acts so suspicious.
Well, he won't be watching them long, because we're leaving this burg right now.
Get going, Charcoal.
Where are we going, Dad?
Down the river about 50 miles. I'm going to arrange with a smuggler to take Charcoal, Sonny, and Buddy across the river into Mexico.
You mean you're going to take us into Mexico without putting up bonds?
You can't do that. It's against the law.
If they catch us, they'll put us all in jail.
Well, they'll have to catch us first, and I'll take chances on that.
Even if you do take us to Mexico, you won't be able to keep us. We'll run away the very first chance we get.
Don't you ever try it, or I'll catch up with you no matter where you go. Now, listen, boys. Doc don't want to be mean to you. I want you to have a good time. That's why I brought you along with me. So you could see Mexico and travel. Well, I like you boys, and I want you to like me. Now tell me, why do you want to run away?
Because you didn't tell us the truth about writing to our mother. You promised you'd write her and tell her where we are.
Well, what makes you think I haven't written?
If you did write, why haven't we heard from our mother?
Well, I suppose it's because we've been jumping around so much from one town to another. The letter's been lost. But if you're afraid that your mother didn't get my letter, then you boys can sit right down and write to her yourself. Here's paper and pencil. Now write anything you like, and I'll see to it that your letter is mailed myself.
Will you? Sure enough.
Why, of course I will. I'll even mail your letter myself. Oh, Betty, haven't we got some fruit and candy in the house car somewhere?
Why, yes, Dad.
Well, give it to Sonny and Buddy. Give them all they want to eat. You three can stay in the house car and have a little party. I'm going to sit up in front with Charcoal. He may need some help.
Charcoal's driving pretty fast, isn't he?
Yeah, too fast. But I guess he's anxious to get away from this town.
I wish Dad wouldn't go to Mexico. Somehow I don't feel safe.
Don't you really? Do you think it's dangerous there, Betty?
Oh, no, not exactly dangerous, but I just have a strange feeling about going to Mexico.
Well, if we don't get a letter from our mother, we're not going to stay. We're going to run away and go back to her.
Oh, boys, you mustn't run away. You don't know this country or anything about it. It's dangerous. Well, you'd get lost. Why, if you ever fell into the hands of some of these border bandits, there's no telling what might happen to you.
Well, Doc's mean, too. I don't know but what we'd be just as well off in the hands of border bandits as we would be with Doc.
No, you wouldn't either. Dad acts cross sometime, but he doesn't mean all he says.
Yeah, but look, I was going to whip you just because you took our part.
Oh, well, he lost his head. But no harm will come to you boys if I can help it.
Gee, but you're nice, Betty.
Come on, let's write that letter to your mother. I'll help you.
Okay. And say, didn't I hear Doc say something about some fruit and candy?
Well, yeah.
Here it is. Just help yourselves. Now, who's going to write that letter?
Will you write it for us, Betty? Just say something like this. Dearest Mother, don't worry about us because we're both well. We're traveling with a little medicine show, going to a different town every day. And Buddy and I sing in the show while Doc sells his medicine. We're now on the Mexican border, just getting ready to go into Mexico.
Write back at once and let us know if it is all right for us to stay. Love and kisses, Sonny and Buddy.
Say, where will we tell her to write?
Well, we'll find that out when we stop at the next town.
I wonder where we are now. Boy, this is sure a wild-looking country.
Yeah, Charcoal's driving fast, too. You know, I've been watching that car behind us. It's been following us ever since we left Laredo.
Maybe they're not following us. They may be just going to the same place we're going.
Well, why don't they pass us then? They've had plenty of chances. They slow down when we slow down and speed up when we speed up. Look, they're speeding up now.
Yes, now they're going to pass us. No, they're not. They're motioning for Doc and Charcoal to stop. It's a bunch of men.
Oh, look! They're pointing guns at Dad and Charcoal.
They're bandits. Border bandits. Robbers. Look, they've got handkerchiefs tied over their faces.
Put up your hands. Put them up and keep them up and pull out of that car, every one of you.
Oh.
Don't make a move or we'll drill you full of holes. Now, Mr. Medicine Man, hand over that $500 you've got.
What $500? I haven't got $500.
Oh, yes, you have. We heard you tell that customs officer back there that you didn't have $2,000 for the bond, but you did have $500, and we want it.
Why, my daughter here can tell you that I haven't got
$500. Ah, so this is your daughter, eh? Well, now, listen. We've been trailing you ever since you left Laredo, and we'll give you just 1 minute to hand over that $500. And if you don't...
Well, what if I don't?
Then we'll take your daughter and hold her for ransom until you do pay it.
Oh, wouldn't dare take my daughter.
No, wouldn't we? Here, Mike, grab this girl and put her in the car.
Oh, no, no,
all right,
no.
Mr. Madison, man. When you get ready to pay that $500, you'll get your daughter back. All right, Mike, get going.
Mr. Doc, they're taking Betty away.
Don't let them take her, Mr. Doc. They might kill her.
Yes. Please don't let them take her.
Betty...
Well, Doc knows just how it feels to have someone whom he loves taken away from him by kidnappers. But we feel sure that Sonny and Buddy will not stop until they've done all in their power to rescue Betty. Don't miss chapter number 5 in the adventures of Sonny and Buddy.